that mechashven al vavoido v'yah ha'sorif. Now let's say mechashven means that you're making a zrika now, and you have in mind b'shas zrika, you have in mind, let's say, to burn the emurim the wrong time. And we're talking about now that the emurim was already burnt up before you had this machshava. So that means mechashven, you could have a machshava b'shas zrika that you think you plan to burn the emurim tomorrow, even though the emurim was really ready over lost. Or al sarif, even though the emurim was already burnt up already, still the machshava helps. The Rashi says, "Yidem mechashvav shlomo mechashvav al over the al sarif shenisrufu emurim." The emurim was burnt up. Vechisha bezrika. Now you had machshava b'shas you did the zrika, the kain. Amunas like tira and chutz lazman. He had a mind to burn at the wrong time. Still heavy tigel. Wasn't a gay too. Shayuchem in abosa. Somebody eats from the meat that's left over. Whereas with lady, you find the emurim, if you eat from it, you chayav koros. So even though at the time when you had this machshav on the zrika, the emurim was lost or was burnt up already. So the question is, the Gemara says, well, avud the sarif, if the emurim is burnt up or lost, lo yestin the burim, it's not here in the world, it's not by us right now. But afilu achi still katana, we say mechashvin, that machshav helps. So it seems like the zrika could help, even though nothing is here at all. So what do you say according to what does Rabbi Yechon say according to Rabbi Kiva? Then the Mishnah of the Zrika only helps if there is some basa there, some kosher basa. Here it's mashed, even though there's no emurim at all, still the Zrika helps. Rashi says the Mahanya bo machshava the Zrika l'shav yabasa pigel, that the machshava the shav Zrika works to make the basa the carbon pigel. Afagav the yotzakula, even though all of it is not here, it's the same thing like yotzakula. You see, even though nothing is here, still the machshava works. Yes, the Gemara says. So that's what Rav Asi asked Rav Yechonah. So that's the question. Mi Yomer Rav Asi Yochas, the truth that Rav Asi really holds like this, that according to Rabbi Kiva, you can have a machshava, even though there's no bus here at all. Is that true? That all the bus has a psul yitzi on it. Is that true? And Yomer Rav Asi Yochi, Ahaboy Menei Rav Asi Rav Yechonah. Rav Asi was the one that he himself grew for Yestes Fakasha to Rav Yechonon. He asked the Mishael, what's going to be? Chishev l'nishpochim l'mochamal. Let's say he had machshava on the nishpochim, on the blood that's supposed to be nishpach, to do it tomorrow. So Rashi has two pshat in there. One pshat Rashi says, is nishpochim means that's a shirei hadam. Now you have to make the kosher azrika, now the leftover blood that you're supposed to put onto the yisod ha-mizbech. That the Kohen Boy Rav Asi had a shah like this, that Chishev had a machshava b'shas shvichas ashrayim. Rashi's first pshat is that b'shas you're spilling the shrayim on the yisoid, you have a machshava then to eat from the bosa tomorrow chus hazmanoi. So is that called a machshava spigul or not? It's not the real zrika. The zrika was done already, but it's like the end part of the zrika. You have to spill the end of the shrayim, the leftover dam, you have to spill on the yisoid. So the tzad is that maybe if the shirayim is makdiv, it should also be called a part of the zrika. The Rashi says another pshat is better by Al Gemara. Yenacha Rashi says, Omar Amor, as Rebbe said, that chishav l'nishpachim is l'machim in shabashah zrika. At the time when you made your zrika sadam, you were chishav, you had in mind, lishpach to spill the shirayim l'machim yisayid. So is that called a machshav or not? As if kilu chishav b'zrika atzma. Shechisha lizrak mitzasa lamachor chutz lezman of mefagalei eloi. Is that called a good machshava? You had a machshava. Is that called like an achila? You had a machshava v'shazrika to spill the shirayim tomorrow. So does that make pigul or not? That was a shaila. And on this, Amalei Reb Zera said that shvashonis lanu. We already learned the Gemara in Chulin like this. Olu, we learned a lot about olu. Olu there was either the meat that's still left on the skin, or else a hard vein around the neck. Rashi said that now we learned the Gemara in Chulin that a kefa ba'olo, that's as hard veins or the leftover meat on the skin, which is mitzvah from the tumas eichlin. If you have almost a kibetza worth of food and this makes up the kibetza, it's mitzvah to make into an eichel to mekabel tumah. Avlelo tumas nevelos. In the case where the animal died, she needed kizayis of the boss of the nevelo. This does not make up a kizayis. Even less from Ashosha, since it's very hard, it's not cold like meat, is like metame tumas nevelos. So what do you see? So Moses Alma, what do we see from this? That this olol Alma hay olal, this olal, this hard piece of vein, or else this small piece of meat that's still attached to the skin. Kiva the less be mashosh, it's not really cold like meat, either because it's bottled to the skin or else it's too hard. Le kibu tumma, we see it's not makabu tumma. If so, honey nishpochim, this dam, that's supposed to be spilled on the yisoid nami, kiva the le ibud ozli bu, since the mitzvah is time to put it onto the yisoid, that's on the bottom of the mizbeach, like stam the mitzvah of the shurayim. But Rashi says it's not really put on top of the mizbeach though, for lo yagabi ha mizbeach, it le mahani bu machshobu le piguloi, the machshobu does not help to make it into pigle. So, kibu libur azli bu machshobu le mahanyo. So the machshob of course should not help on the nishpochim. That's what the observer entered back. So Rabaski see how it's for Suffolk. Can you make machshobu on the nishpochim? And on this, Rabbi Zeri entered back and said, no, since the nishpochim, the dam is supposed to nishpach on the yisoid, it's cool like a one ibur already, so machshav does not help on it. Is lemahanya. So how could then Rabbi Asi see over here that machshav helps on an obud, something that's lost? Here we see by this shirayim, this dam is supposed to be nishpach, the machshav does not help on it to make it into pigle, since it's already called lost. So who you see something that's called lost, a machshava does not help. So you say, Lechur, that's what Yechon before said, which should be very good. That when does Rabbi Akiva say that the Zerika helps to make the Mishnah, that the Zerika San Yotze helps? Only if there's some bustle left over. But if there's no bustle, all the bustle was Yotze, then the Zerika does not help. So I says, but if so, Elohodik Tony, Alova the Al-Sar of Kasha. Lechur, still, it's a Kasha, it's first Alocha. That the Gemara said, Omele Rabbas Rabbi Yechonon, that we learned already this halacha that mechash ben alav would be also, that is a kasha. That you see, he could have machshava b'shas rikom to burn the emurim tomorrow, even though the emurim was already lost. So you see, he could have a machshava even though the thing is of it, it's not here at all. So that's talk a little of a kasha. From the attack, we see he could have a machshava on an ovid. But here, you Rabasi, you want to say here, or at least they answered you from Yechonam, that on the nishpochim you cannot have a machshava. So it says like this, Omar Rob says like this, Aim is still like this rather, Aloimid Libud, the Aloimid Lisarif. That the din is before Mechashvin Alov of the Alasarif, it doesn't really mean if the Emurim was really burnt already or lost. If the Emurim was already lost or burnt, so you can't have a Machshav, even Mishas Rikam, to eat that or to burn that tomorrow. Since it's already lost, something that's all but not around, you can't have a Machshav on. But what it meant to say was just, Aloimid Libud, it's Oimid to be lost. Remember to be burnt. Rashi says, "Amar Rava Eimer Rada Machshav Alo Oimid Libur Alo Oimid Lisarv." The Chivu the B'shas Rika Kishechisha Bakat the Yebekumana was still here, even though later it gets lost or it got burnt. It's Mani Bo Machshava, but only because B'shas the Rika the meat or the Emurim was still here. But in the case where it's already lost, already over, then the Machshava does not help at all. Therefore, it's good that the Yechon before said that the Rabbi Kiva says in our Mishnah, that even though on the Bosa, when Yotze went out of the Beis Hamikdash, there's a psul on it, you can't eat it anymore, still there's Rika helps on it to take off the Yisrael Mila, that's only if there's some meat left inside. But if all the meat went outside, that's like Ovid, then a Machshava, then there's Rika does not help. Now the Gemara says, Amra Papa, Lo Yom Rav Kiva again. Rabbi Kiva did not say in our Mishnah that Rika Mu'elas Lo Yotze. When did Rabbi Kiva say in the Mishnah, even though there's a psu yotze, still when you make a kosher zrika, it takes off the mila, elish yotze basar, only where just the meat of the korban went outside. But the dam is still inside, therefore you make a kosher zrika, she says, since you made a kosher zrika, therefore on the basar, even though there's no het to teed it, because it has the psu yotze, went outside the base of Migdash, but still the yis the mila goes off it. Avodam. But let's say somebody took the blood outside the Beis Hamikdash before they made the Zrika, then ain't Zrika Mielos Liyotze. That's the psul in the dam itself, that's not called the Kosher Zrika. So that Zrika has come out like Yidin make a Zrika. Therefore that Zrika would not take off the psul the Mila on the Basa. Then Avada the Yisra Mila would still stay. Other more says, Tanya Nam Yochel, learn like this also. Shachat Beshtika. Somebody made a Shchita, he shechted the Korban, Stam Beshtika. There's no psul, it was a Kosher Shchita. The Yotzadam later, after you made the Kabbalah Saddam, somebody took the dam outside the base of the Yotzadam. Safa Pisha Chazavazok, even though they brought the dam back inside and they made a kosher Zrika, It doesn't help anything. So that's this raya that if you have a psul yotzi on the dam itself, that's like posel dam, then there's no maaseh zrik at all. And therefore, because she kadosh melam boy, even though you made a zrik on your korban chatis, the yisra mila does not go off the basa. The yisra mila only goes off when you have a kosher zrika. But here that the dam has a psul yotzi, the yisra mila does not go off the basa. And you know what then? Because she kalim, that here the locker is, there's no mila until after you have this rika, then there's mila on the imurim. But in this case over here, it would be ein melam boy. Since this rika was done with a dam that has a psul yotzi on it, that's a posel's rika that cannot put on the mila on the imurim of the kachim kalim. So there will remain ein melam boy. So now the Mishnah of the Kiva brings a proof to what he says. Amr Rav Kiva, ha ze lama the word is like. On the Rav Lezer, so the Kiva says it's like he yells that the Zerika helps on a Psul Yotzei, where the boss was Yotzei. Rav Kiva brought around the Mishnah, the guess we have two Chatois, and then you lost one, you found it, and you brought the other one. So he says the Mishnah, as soon as you make a Shechita on one of them, it takes off the Yisra Mila on the other one. So you see a Shechita for one helps for another carbon. Now, the Morris says, Amr Rav Lezer said, that Tiyam Rav Kiva, when does Rav Kiva say, when you have your two chatois in front of you, and you make a shchit, and you make a zrika on one, that it takes off the yistamila on the other one, he's a rasoni bevasachas. Meaning to say again, you first set aside one korban chatis, and you lost it. You set aside another one. And now you found it, and you have both of them there. So only if you shecht them both together, and then you make a zrika on one of them, then does this zrika take off the yistamila on the other one. Let's say you shechted one chatis first, and the lady going to shecht the other one. Lo yom Rabbi Kiva, then Rabbi Kiva never said it, because then the pshat is as soon as you shecht one, that's like your korban chatis, that's the kosher chatis, and the other one right away is like a chatis kippur baleo. There's lemis ozla. So therefore, on that one later, it would not help any avoidis, and the yisamila would still stay. When does Rabbi Kiva say in the Mishnah the yisamila goes off? That's only if you make the shechit on both of them together. Because you do it together, we don't know yet which one clear is going to be good. They're both aiming to be good. So only when you make this zrika on one, that's the one that's good. So since the shechita was good for both of them, the zrika on one could take off the mila on the other one. That's what Blazer says. So Mura says, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Kivis, Yelem Rabbi Kiva, now. Tanya Gemara says, we learn like this. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Shimon, that Kishalach to Lekhar Panyam. I went to the city, Matsani Zakanak, I found one older Zakin there, an older person. The Yomlin, he said like this, that Oy Mohoyi Rav Kiva, Kiva used to say that Srikam Relis Liyotzei. Like, is it true? Rav Kiva really said it. He asked him a question. Is it really true that Rav Kiva holds, even though there's a Psul Yotzei on the Basa, still if you make a Kosher as Rik, he'll take off the Yisamila? So Marti Loi, says Rav Shimon, told him, hey, yes, it's like a trick. It says in our Mishnah. When I came for a tzisi devorim of nechaverish begolol, when I came and said over these things to my friends in Golol and in Bavolite, Omru, they said to me, Halloy posalu, listen, the boss was already posalu, that's the psu yaitzi on it. If the boss went out of the base of Mikdash, just posal that boss. Yourself, the karam cannot eat from it, Saech meratza ala psu, how could this rik help to take off the yisamila, the whose rik came up if it's posal? So, ukishi yitzosi, when they went out, for it says in the realm of Rabbi Kiva, I yes, this kasha to Rabbi Kiva. Omali, so like this bini. So Kiva said back to me, Iyatoi McCain. How could you say like this? Don't you also agree like this? Rabbi Kiva is bringing a proof to himself. Like, what are you arguing on me? Wouldn't you also agree to say that Avadra's Rika would help, even though it's a psul yaitse and the basa? Vahray, Rabbi Kiva says like this, the same proof he brought in the Mishnah. Vahray, what's going to be? Hamafresh chatos, if somebody sets aside a korban chatis for the chet that he did, and then the yovde, he loses that chatis, and then the hifresh acheres tachter sets aside a second one. The yachakach nimtes rishonim, he finds the first one. Vareishteim oimdis, both of them are standing in front of him. The locher is that moyalin bishteim, he has nistimilim on both of them. Vareishteim oimdis, right now both are standing. So Moel Mishteim, both of them right now is regular korban. This means the mila on both of them. What's going to be shochton? Let's say you made a shechita. Vaharei domon munach b'kaisos, and then both bloods are in two kaisos. Like you made a shechita on both of them, and you mekabel the dam. So Moel Mishteim still does nisim mila on both of them. Both of them have.